Mick McCarthy.
All right.
Hey, Mick. How's it going?
All right.
You watched the game, obviously. Yeah. So what was it like for you then?
I don't know, Ian. As a lad from Burnley, who's Irish,
yeah,
I didn't know where to look last night.
Mick McCarthy, yeah.
I was like your one what's-her-face from Australia. Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, I was torn.
You were torn.
Torn. When Trippier scored, I did my thing with my shoulders and my neck. But then when Perisic scored from Croatia, I did the thing with my shoulders and my neck as well. I was torn, Ian.
Anyway, listen, they put on a good show, to be fair, and the whole team. Roy.
How's it going?
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, a bit controversial last night on ITV now.
Yep.
Although, to be fair, the lads were talking about half an hour of England's supremacy and they were talking about South Americans and
were dominant
football
mentioned
all this
as well,
kind of
stuff,
Roy, England, discuss.
Yeah, credit to complete lack of empathy. They weren't good enough. They didn't deserve it. Yeah. You make your bed, you lie in it. Yeah. It's not coming home. Yeah. It's never coming home. Credit to Google Maps. Even if it wanted to come home, it couldn't find home. It's been so long since it's been home.
But it meant to be fair to them, they put in a very good shot.
They weren't good enough.
No.
I was listening to Glenn Hoddle last night after a pass from Stones to Maguire.
Yeah.
He says, we're looking like South Americans.
Yeah.
Hoddle's lost his mind.
Yeah.
The love train. Did you see this crap?
Oh yeah,
the love train. You know, Cloud Cuckoo Land. I'm glad Hoddle believes in reincarnation because that's the only reason I can see he's still around. Harry Maguire, he looks like a fella you'd see in the full Monty. Not a footballer. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's get back to normal.
Yeah.
You know, I see there's a nice drop of rain out today.
Right, okay.
A couple of strikes.
This is all good, isn't it?
Get the tennis rackets out, start playing on the road.
Reality
stop the
bites.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Stop the nonsense. It's over.
Yeah.
Dosvidanya. Let's move on.
Okay. Thanks a million, Roy, for that. Just stay there for a second.
Look,
because
I'm going now.
Stay for a second. Yeah. Because we've got Stephen Gerrard.
Right.
Stevie G is on the line. And Stevie G, you were watching the game. What do you think?
All right, Erin.
How are you?
It went exactly as I predicted. Right. Only coup on there. We started ever so well. Fantastic goal by Trippier. Everybody's talking about going to Moscow. He's coming home. Then gradually, Croatia started getting more and more of the ball, doing the triangles and stuff with Modric and Rakitic and Rebic. And we started sitting further and further back and deeper until Perisic got the inevitable equaliser. Then Trippier's groin went. Then Stones didn't react in time. And Mandzukic sneaks in and sticks it in the back of the net. Next thing you know, we're looking at a third place playoff, which we'll probably lose. And talking about building for the next World Cup in Qatar.